All right, it is time for week 14 of the NFL season. We're going to have your picks on all the top games each week on Cut the Check. NFL veteran Jarrell Worthy shares his analysis on the best bets in football. If you're putting money on the line betting NFL games, you need to subscribe to Cut the Check. I'm Brian Zwerner. Spent 20 years in the capital markets. Our host for Cut the Check is Jarrell Worthy, seven-year NFL veteran. Say hello, Jarrell.
Man, what's going on, guys? I'm very excited tonight to talk about these games. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, man, so see if we can win some money.
Absolutely. Cut the Check is about getting paid, and you will get paid if you listen to this podcast. Today, we'll have our picks on the top games for Week 14, including that big Sunday night game between the Steelers and the Bills. We're going to do something a little bit different this week on Cut the Check with our audience live here on Locker Room. I will personally take any action you want on the picks that Jarrell Worthy makes on tonight, but you got to jump on the Locker Room chat and tell us which bet you want and your amount, and hit me up with your Twitter handle in the chat. I got to know who you are because I'll DM you on Twitter to sort the details. No VIG to pay, just straight up between you and me and my Locker Room friends. So, Jarrell, these picks better be good tonight, man. You on the top of your game? You ready to go?
Man, I'm ready to go tonight, man. Let's talk some football.
Absolutely. You had the Titans, though, as your big check bet, and Cleveland came out and socked them right in the mouth on the opening kickoff pretty much right away. Does that game against the Browns shake your confidence in Tennessee, or do you still feel like they're up there with the top teams in the league?
I still think they're up there with the top teams in the league. I really believe that the Tennessee Titans just had a bad weekend. You know, their formula has still been proven in the NFL. I still think that they have the running game and the defense in order to win some football games. I just think that they had a bad experience, man. The Cleveland Browns, this is their first time of them really coming out and really putting on a good show up against a team that's above 500 as far as this football season is concerned. So I'm very excited about, you know, the Tennessee Titans. I think they'll have an opportunity to bounce back. They have Jacksonville this week, so it'll be a good team to bounce back against.
I don't think it hasn't felt like you've been a huge believer in the Cleveland Browns. Does this vault them into the Super Bowl discussion, or are you still skeptical on the Browns until they prove a little more to you?
Well, I'm going to be skeptical on the Browns until they can prove that they can dominate within their division. I think at the end of the day, this is a tough AFC North division. And so they have some tough games coming up, and they'll have an opportunity to prove themselves coming down the stretch. And I think that if Baker Mayfield can stay consistent, then I'll start to be a believer in the Browns, you know. But at the same time, man, you know, they play up and down week in and week out, man. You know, the week before they were in a tough match against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then now they show up to play very lights out against the Tennessee Titans. So we'll never know what type of Browns team we'll get. We'll see how it shakes out down the stretch.
One guy you can count on that Browns team is Myles Garrett. He is playing like one of the top defenders in the league. Is he one of the top favorites for Defensive Player of the Year? Can he catch Aaron Donald, or is that race over?
No. He's in contention, especially if he can have an opportunity to get the Browns to the playoffs. You know, that's definitely just going to boost his ratings even more this upcoming year, just because, you know, all the things he's taken this past offseason with the debacle that he had last year in Pittsburgh, and really just having an opportunity to redeem himself and to come out on this revenge tour. And he's taken full advantage of it. He's kept himself quiet, and he's just been out there and played great football.
Absolutely. Well, we were not quite great last week. A little bit underwater, 4-6, but battling down $260 on a $100 bet. You know, but Cut the Check, listeners. We're going to get you back even and positive this week. No problem. We're going to start off the picks with two of the leading AFC teams. Pittsburgh goes on the road to Buffalo for a huge Sunday night showdown. Steelers finally took their first L of the season. Washington on Monday night. Bills got another strong performance from Josh Allen. He looked great in a win over the 49ers. Spread flip-flopped earlier this week before those Monday night games. Pittsburgh was going to be favored. Now the Bills are giving 2.5. You have made good money betting on the Steelers this year. You are 6-1. That was your first loss on them. 2-1-1 on the Bills. Who do you like in this Bills-Steelers matchup at the top of the AFC?
Well, I personally, for me, I really like this Buffalo Bills team, man. I think that they're going to be very effective. I think that they got some things figured out. Leslie Frazier is starting to get this secondary playing very efficient in the back end. And Josh Allen, man, he's coming out and he's been lights out, you know, winning AFC Player of the Week for the third time this year. You know, and that shows a lot of improvement, a lot of growth in his game. And I really like what he's been able to put together, man. And so they ran the football just enough for them to keep San Fran guessing last week. And he was able to beat those guys over the top down the field and have some very glorified plays.
Yeah, the Bills have been playing great, and the AFC East title is far from over. Bills with 4 losses, Dolphins with 5. New England Patriots hovering around with 6 losses. They're not totally out of it yet. Who do you think comes away with that division?
Man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be the one that plays the best defense coming down the stretch, because we know that, you know, Miami's offense isn't necessarily going to put up a lot of points. New England isn't always going to put up a lot of points, but the Bills can, and they really have the most complete team out this division. And so I have a lot of confidence in Buffalo coming down the stretch. I think they finally found their formula. If Josh Allen can play like how he did the other night, he only had 1 sack, man, and he went 32 for 40 and really was able to have a stellar night.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of football left. We'll be talking about those other 2 AFC East teams here later in the show. Cut the Check is sponsored by Thrive Fantasy, a daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive Fantasy games are the easiest to play. They only ask you about the superstars. You select 10 individual player over under props on stats like passing, rushing yards, and playing tournament for cash prizes. Thrive has awarded over $2 million since launching. Use promo code BTG. That's Beyond the Game, BTG. Receive an instant $20 match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download the Thrive Fantasy app. Sign up at thrivefantasy.com and prop up today. We got 2 big quarterbacks in this game. We talked about it. We're going to do a TD prop. Last time you laughed at me when I said we had to include passing, rushing, and receiving, and Josh Allen actually had a receiving touchdown last time.
Wow, how about
that? A touchdown prop. Both of these guys averaging about 2.5 touchdowns per game. Josh Allen doing a little more with the running, but we're going to set the line at 2.5 total TDs. Who finds the end zone more this game? Big Ben, Josh Allen, or both of them?
I'm actually going to go with Josh Allen over on this one. I like Josh Allen. I like their offense. I like the complexity that these guys were coming with last week. He was able to hit a plethora of receivers. Their tight ends really got active last week, and they were able to find themselves open in the end zone, and especially down the football field. Cole Beasley has been very effective, and so I really like Josh Allen to come out and be very effective finding these receivers. The concussion with Joe Hayden scares me a lot for this Steelers secondary. And so realistically, the Buffalo Bills have an opportunity to expose these guys on the edge. And I really think that they have an opportunity to really put up some big numbers. On the other hand, with Big Ben, I think that their defense, the secondary with the Buffalo Bills, they're consistent. They've been playing consistent football over the last couple weeks. And they have those Pro Bowlers back there to be able to contend with the young talent that the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming with. And so I think they find ways to affect Big Ben as far as the pass rush is concerned with Jerry Hughes up front. And they find ways to get a turnover or two off of Big Ben. So I'm going to go under with Big Ben, and I'm going to go over with Josh Allen this week.
All right, Josh Allen over, Big Ben under 2.5 touchdowns. And the Bills to take this important AFC game, giving 2.5 points is the pick. Cut the Check. That's where it goes. We're going to get to another good AFC game with important playoff implications soon between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. But first, we're going to talk about the Thursday night battle. It's the Patriots and the Rams. We seem to say it every week, man, but the Rams defense, they are playing at an elite high level. They slowed Kyler Murray enough to get the win last week. They'll host the Patriots coming off a 45-0 thrashing of the Chargers. You're 3-3 picking the Rams this season, 0-2. The Pats have not delivered any money for you so far this season. Rams are a 5-point favorite at home. Who gets the W on Thursday night?
Well, I'm definitely not going to go with the Pats. Obviously, you know, I've been 0-2 this year. I'm going to roll with the Rams, man. I think that they have everything that they need in place to be successful. The Pats last week, they were successful on special teams and on defense, and they were very dominant in their special teams game. They had two returns for a touchdown, and so like that really helped them flourish. And when you look at Cam Newton's stats, they didn't jump off the map, and actually they were very underperforming, man. 12 for 19, 61 yards, and 14 carries for 48 yards. Although he did get it, he did find pay dirt and was able to score three times on the twice on the ground and through the air. I just think that the Rams defense is going to have a formula for that. And he's not as mobile as a Kyler Murray in the pocket. And so I think that they find ways to keep him in the pocket and really take advantage of their lack of passing game this season.
All right. The Rams giving 5 at home are the pick for Thursday night. Cut the Check is sponsored by Viget, the sports betting social network, changing the way America bets on sports. Play in the weekly NFL free-to-play challenge and win prizes. You can bet against us on the Viget app head-to-head. Challenge any of our picks today on the Viget app for Viget coins. Download the Viget app now and enter promo code CUTTHECHECK to start winning today. Don't forget that I am personally standing behind every bet that Jarrell Worthy, NFL veteran, puts out here tonight on the Locker Room app. Hit us up in the chat before the ending, and we will take whatever side of the bet. We'll take our bet for up to $100 on every single one of these. All I need to know is how much action you want and your Twitter handle. Bring it on, baby. We're good to go. We're going to roll through all these games here tonight. We're going to have your pick for all the games with playoff implications. But first, we're going to hit the 11-1 Chiefs heading to play Miami. The 8-4 Dolphins. Chiefs clawed out a 6-point win over the Broncos. Miami again relied heavily on their defense and a win over the Bengals. Chiefs had a strong year for you so far. You're 3-1-1, Jarrell, betting on the Chiefs to cover the spread. 1-1 on the Fins the last couple weeks. You've been taking a look at those games. Kansas City is a big-time 7.5-point pick by the bettors. What do you say on this one?
I like it, man. I think the Chiefs are going to have an opportunity to score big time in this one. I know the Miami Dolphins defense has been stellar this year, but the Chiefs have so many things, so many weapons offensively that they're able to mix it up. And it's going to be a highly contested game in the first half, but I think the Chiefs find a way to pull it away. Tua and the Miami offense, they just haven't shown enough this year to be able to prove that they can keep up with a team that's averaging 30 points a game in the Kansas City Chiefs. And, I mean, obviously, shout out to Brian Flores and being able to have this Miami Dolphins even in contention in the AFC East anyway. And, I mean, they've been playing lights out all year. I just don't think that Tua has enough in him personally to be able to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes and this high-powered Chiefs offense.
Yeah, Dolphins D has been playing pretty elite, though. You don't think they can keep this thing under 7.5 points? Chiefs just have too much firepower for you?
Well, really,
Yeah, 7.5 on the spread on that one.
It's all good, but it really, to be honest with you, the only chance that the Miami Dolphins have to be in contention in this game is if they run the football. Last week, the Chiefs were able they surrendered 100 100 yards to Melvin Gordon. He was averaging 8.5 yards a carry. And so he was very effective last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. And so that was what able the Broncos to be in contention and in the game late in the game. And so I think if the Miami Dolphins have an opportunity to come out and run the football effectively up front and they can control the clock that way, then that's the only way that they have a chance to be in the game. But if it becomes down to going through the air in order to score points, I like the Kansas City Chiefs to run away with this one.
All right, Chiefs giving 7.5. They are the pick. We got a number of quick hits we're going to run through here. The NFC East continues to be the most competitive division in football, even though all the teams are under 500. The Giants will look to build on an impressive win over the Seahawks last weekend. Probably the biggest surprise of the weekend, one of the biggest surprises of the season. They'll host the Cardinals. Arizona is a 2.5-point favorite here on the road. Can the Giants stay in the front of the NFC East? Or are they going to fall back down to the rest of the crowd?
Well, they definitely can stay in front, but I don't think it's going to be this week. I like the Arizona Cardinals in this one to bounce back. They were humiliated last week, and I think that they have an opportunity to really bounce back and keep themselves in contention out there in that NFC West. They get Larry Fitzgerald off the COVID list, and so he really gives them a calm as far as their passing game is concerned. He's been the guy that's been working the slot all year long and been able to have those mismatches on linebackers and safety. So I really like what Larry Fitzgerald does for this passing offense coming back from the COVID list. And so I think that the Arizona Cardinals get themselves back in contention and become a very dominant team this weekend against the Giants.
All right, Cardinals giving 2.5 on the road. Next up is the Eagles, who will host the Saints this week. The Eagles, man, you said it. They've lost their identity. They switched to Jalen Hurts. They got a little bit of pop, but still lost to the Packers. Saints are rolling with Taysom Hill at quarterback. New Orleans is a hefty 7-point favorite at Philadelphia. Do the Saints win and cover, stay in charge of that NFC race for the bye?
Well, I do. I definitely think the Saints have an opportunity to go in and win the game. It's going to be tough for them to cover. I think that the Eagles are going to be very competitive in this one. I think that Jalen Hurts is going to give them a spark offensively and defensively. They're gonna have an opportunity to compete up front. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham has been very effective over the last couple weeks, and I think with not having Drew Brees to get the ball out very effectively. Yes, this Eagles secondary has been up and down, but I just think that the defense is going to have an opportunity to rally, and they're going to really show up for Jalen Hurts. But I do think that the New Orleans Saints are going to have an opportunity to pull it out late. I just don't believe in them covering that 7.5 point spread.
If Jalen Hurts starts winning for the Eagles, I saw the cap hit that it would take to cut Carson Wentz. It is astronomical, over $50 million if they cut
him.
It's
around $55 million.
They would have to leave him just sitting there on the bench earning over $20 million as the backup if that's the case. They don't have a choice.
No, they don't have a choice. He's locked in as far as the dead money next year for the team is $59 million. His base salary is around $15 million. The next year is $22 million, and so forth. So at the end of the day, you know, him getting benched at this point in time right now is it's comfortable to his pockets, because at the end of the day, he's etched in stone with the Philadelphia Eagles at least till 2022. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a very tough, man. He's been dealing with a lot mentally, having the injuries. Then they won the Super Bowl without him. Then he comes back, competes, and then he gets injured again. Now he's been underperforming now that he's supposed to be fully healthy. And he hasn't been able to deliver as far as at the quarterback position. So now we got to go with Jalen Hurts. But I'm confident in Jalen Hurts, man, because this is a kid that's been up and down throughout his entire career. But he's been able to battle back through some very tough situations. He is a winner, and he's a proven leader. And so I think, when you saw him last week, he had a little bit of a spark when he came into the game last week. So I think that they're going to be very competitive. I just think that the Saints are going to keep it close and have an opportunity to win late.
All right. Still taking Philadelphia, catching 7 points in this game against New Orleans. We got one more NFC game for this week. It's the Vikings at the Bucks. Minnesota barely squeaks by the Jaguars in overtime. And Tampa's coming off their bye. The Bucks are a 6.5-point favorite at home. Does this one look too easy? Is this a better trap here? What do you think on this one?
No, I like the Bucks, man. I like them coming off a bye, man. They have an opportunity to really get things squared away in their football team, man. They have a great defense. Their front seven is looking elite, and they just have the chance to really fix what they're doing in their secondary. I really believe that Bruce Arians is going to find a way to get these guys over the top. And having a bye this late in the season, with everything that's been swirling around their franchise at this moment, all the question marks and the relationships between Bruce and Tom Brady, I really think that these guys get themselves back on track this week and really have an opportunity to be dominant.
Yeah, it gives them a chance for just a little pause, just a little rest there.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. They definitely need it. Anytime you're trying to blend together a new marriage, man, we're talking about guys that, football is a game of intuition. Football is a game of knowing where a guy's going to be and trusting. And you have to, it has to take time. You have to build that trust in order to be successful as a football team. So Tom and Bruce are just going through some growing pains at the moment. The good news is they're 7-5 and still have an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. All right, flipping it back to the AFC now. It's the Colts and the Raiders. Colts gritted out that win over the Texans. a little closer than it probably needed to be. And the Raiders needed a huge last second mistake by the Jets to get the W. All right, before we give a pick in this game, did the Jets just give that game up on purpose? I mean, were they out there going, let's just all out blitz and make sure we lose this thing? Is there any other way that went down?
Well, it was definitely a stupid call, man, especially when you have a kid over there that runs a 4.2 in Henry Ruggs. He's the fastest kid at the combine. Like, we talking about it. This dude is known for his blazing speed. And you leave him out there on the island, and we're talking about Derek Carr can just flick the ball up there. Like, it really was very easy for them to be effective in that type of scheme. I mean, and really, when you look at the play, the DB fell for the double move, and I'm sitting there like, this is the last play of the game. Like, just stay over the top. So it was poor technique, poor football calling, poor play calling. And really, you know, I'm glad that Greg Williams had the opportunity to get out of there, man, because the Jets really do need somebody in there that's really going to change their landscape.
Yeah, it's going to be a clean sweep there. Indy in this game against the Raiders is a 3-point road favorite going out to Las Vegas to play out there in the Death Star. Who gets the win there?
I like the Colts. I like the Colts to be able to really take it to the Raiders in this one. They get a few guys back off the COVID list and really have an opportunity to affect their defense. And so I think at the end of the day, Phillip Rivers knows what the Raiders are going to be doing, having played in that division before and having played against the Raiders before. I think Phillip Rivers is going to have an opportunity to really see some familiar faces and be very effective this week, as long as they can rely on their running game. And if their running game is working and cooking and they can set up their play action pass, then Phillip Rivers is going to be in contention all day long. And so it's really going to come down to if my guy, Kyrie Willis, can cover Darren Waller, man. So it's going to be a very interesting thing to see, you know, because that tight end position he went for 200 yards last week. And so I think at the end of the day, man, you got to cover that tight end position, man, because he definitely was cooking last week.
Now, fantasy football pro tip on this Colts-Raiders game. Check your league. T.Y. Hilton available off the injury in a lot of leagues in the ESPN. If he is available, snag him up, man. T.Y. Hilton could have a big game against his Raiders secondary.
Yeah, no, the Raiders secondary has been – they've been terrible all year, to be honest with you. I mean, the Raiders have just scored enough points in order to keep this team afloat. And they have been able to affect the passer a little bit up front, man. Max Crosby's been all over the place, and I really like the way this young kid has been performing. But I just really think that these guys, you know, I don't know if they have enough to really stop this Colts offense and defense, because the Colts defense has been very effective all year, man. I really like what they've been able to do.
All right, Colts -3 on the road is the pick. Our final game of the week is the Monday night matchup. It's the Ravens and the Browns, man. I look at this one. I think this is one of the toughest ones to call this week. It's one of the toughest ones to call in the last few weeks that we've seen. Talked about the strong win by Cleveland. The Ravens looked absolutely great on Tuesday night against Dallas. I'm not sure exactly what that's worth. Lamar Jackson and a number of their other players coming back from the COVID problem. They look like a really dangerous playoff team. The Browns obviously coming off their best win of the season. Just an absolute blowout win of a playoff team. Ravens are a 1.5-point favorite. I'm glad I'm not doing the picks. Who's the call on this one, Jarrell?
I like Baltimore. I like a team that's been there before. As we said it before earlier on the podcast, they get a number of players back off the COVID list. And so they get Brandon Williams in the middle. They get Calais Campbell. These guys were able to play the other night. We're talking about bell cow type of players, man, to be very effective up front for the Baltimore Ravens. And I just think that Lamar Jackson was able to find his groove last week and get himself back rolling. And so, you know, with a kid like that, man, all you got to do is strike a match, and then all of a sudden you get a forest fire. So I believe that at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson is going to have an opportunity to really showcase what he's got against the Cleveland Browns. And like I said before, man, Cleveland has to prove to me week in and week out that they can beat teams that are above 500 and they're competing for a playoff spot. So now they have another opportunity to answer the call. But I just believe in the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, Ravens -1.5 for the pick for the Monday night game. Each week on Cut the Check, we pick one game. We let $200 ride. We call it our double down bet. And Jarrell doesn't. You don't shy away from the tough games, man. There's a lot of good ones to choose on the betting slip. Which one are you doubling down on this week?
I'm going to double down, man, on the game we recently just talked about. It's the Baltimore Ravens against the Cleveland Browns. I really just think that the Cleveland Browns are fraudulent. I don't necessarily believe that they have an opportunity to really affect this game through the air. I know Baker Mayfield was effective last week, but I just think that at the end of the day, if they can run the football, which I think the Baltimore Ravens has a chance to stop this week with getting their bell cow defensive lineman back, Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell. So I think these guys are going to be highly effective up front against this rushing attack of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And I really think that Lamar Jackson shines over Baker Mayfield this week. So my big check bet is going to be the Baltimore Ravens over the Cleveland Browns.
All right, the Cleveland Browns reached into our wallet and took $200 out last week. We're going to get it back on them this week.
Absolutely, man. We got to get paid this week, man. They reached into our wallet, and Baker Mayfield stole it away from us last week. So I'm going to roll with a team that I know that can come through in the AFC, which is the Baltimore Ravens, coming down the stretch. We know that Harbaugh is going to have these guys ready to play.
All right, Baltimore Ravens giving 1.5 R, the big check, double down bet. That's a wrap for all of our picks on Week 14. We'll be back next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time on the Locker Room app. Recap the action from this week's games. Give you our picks for that critical Week 15 as we go down the stretch. Don't forget, if you come on this Locker Room app live, you got the chance to bet real cash money with us. We will put cash money up here on the Locker Room app, but you got to be on here live, and you got to hit us up while we're taping on the Locker Room app. So if you're listening to this on the podcast networks, download Locker Room app, find Jarrell Worthy or me, Brian Zwerner, follow us, jump in there at 9 o'clock, and we will take your action live here, man. All right, Jarrell, we appreciate everybody out there listening. If you're listening to the podcast networks, you need to rate that show. Follow us on Cut the Check Pod on Instagram to see more content from us. Jarrell, it's crunch time now in the NFL season. There's still not a lot of separation, you know, Steelers and Chiefs a little bit, but the NFC, tight as could be. I mean, what do you think about this time of the football season? It's getting fun now that it's December.
Man, absolutely. All these division games, they're coming down the stretch. I'm very excited to see what the Green Bay Packers are going to do, what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do. These first-round buys are still up for contention, man. There's no team that's just completely run away with this thing. Especially with the Steelers falling the other day, man, that the Steelers and the Chiefs are running now neck and neck for that first round bye. So I think at the end of the day, man, it's coming down to the nitty gritty, and I'm very excited to see what comes up.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in next week to Cut the Check podcast live on Locker Room. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Happy betting this week, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.